Today is the first day of the month. For many, that means the rent was due yesterday. But due to COVID-related unemployment, hundreds of thousands of North Carolinians may not be able to pay and could face evictions. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonie Dinge says help is on the way, but it could be too late for some.
Okay, guys, I'm going to start off, but please join in. We shall not.
Just in case you can't tell, this is Stephanie Wilder's first time protesting anything out in the street. But last week, she joined 25 people outside the Durham County Courthouse. Wilder is waiting for a court date to fight her pending eviction. She said it was about time to protest.
It just feels normal for me. It's just normal. Just telling my story and my truth. It just feels normal.
A couple of months ago, Wilder says she tested positive for COVID-19 and couldn't work. That means she didn't pay July's rent. When she was able to get the dollars together, it was too late. She had an eviction notice.
I guess she want to go in there and renovate because she have been renovating over there. But once she renovate, the rent goes up more money. So I think she want to get in there and gut and renovate mine to get more money. But the way she's doing it to tell me to just get out and throw me to the curb is not right.
Chris Batista works with the Lakewood Community Project and Lakewood Mutual Aid in Durham. She says they have come across a lot of Stephanies.
As a group in Lakewood, we were really thinking about what our neighbors would be going through and really what all of us might be going through soon enough. Rent and issues of housing instability is an issue for many folks.
The CARES Act that was passed in March halted evictions for renters living in federally subsidized housing or properties with federally backed mortgages. That offered several months of protection for renters during the pandemic, but that moratorium expired in July. Landlords were then able to issue 30-day eviction notices to tenants who didn't pay the rent. Now more than 700,000 people in the state are at risk of being evicted, according to a report by the COVID-19 Eviction Defense Project.
I mean, the bottom line is the scope of the problem is enormous. It's enormous across the country, and it's severe in North Carolina.
Catherine Sabbath is a law professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. She also heads the Civil Legal Assistance Clinic at UNC's School of Law. The clinic represents tenants and helps educate people on their rights as renters.
It looks like they're predicting that by the end of this year, 25% of households, of renter households, face a risk of eviction. In North Carolina. That's North Carolina specific.
That's from the Aspen Institute. And Sabbath says the looming eviction crisis sheds a light on existing housing inequality.
Data suggests that the majority of those impacted by eviction, even before the pandemic, were women and children of color, right? Particularly, you know, disproportionately African Americans, but also Latinx community.
Which side are you on, my people? Which side are you on? We're on the
But some comfort for renters was announced last week. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper says $175 million will be available to help people struggling to pay for rent and utilities. The money will come from three grant programs tied to COVID-19 relief. These funds won't be available immediately, though, which doesn't do much for those worried about September's rent. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.
For more on evictions and the right to protest, listen to last Friday's episode of the podcast Tested.